Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Yes, welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. I am your host, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Again, are you in the spirit or are you in the flesh? Listen at this. Galatians 5:19, starting there. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. We know that there are people who do those things. There are people in the flesh who do those things. Let's read on. It says, it is written, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. What about those things? Are those things capable of being done by those that are in the flesh? I say to you, yes. Another term for in the flesh is being a human being, a person in the flesh. Human beings who are obviously in the flesh can love, and many do love one thing or another. human beings in the flesh are capable of having joy, peace. Human beings have the capacity to have peace, show peace, be peaceful. What about long-suffering? There are human beings, there are people who suffer long. Gentleness, there are people, there are human beings capable of showing and expressing gentleness. Goodness, the same thing. There are human beings have the capacity to do good. And there are many that do good. Faith. Now, this faith of which I speak and which the Bible talks about is faith in God. This commandment, have faith in God. Have confidence, complete confidence in God. Those of you who have faith in Jesus, you are deceived. Faith in Jesus is an evil faith. And those who have it are deceived. But to have faith in God, to have complete confidence in God, that's good. Human beings are capable of doing that. Meekness, temperance, same thing. Those who people can express the things shown in Galatians 5:21, and people can express the things shown in Galatians 5:19. The spirit talk which the ministers of Christ give the people is a vain thing. It's worthless talk. It's junk. That's all it is. It is junk. Now, verse 25 of the same chapter, Galatians 5, says this. If we live in the spirit, notice the word there. If. Well, I live in a body. I have a body. There's a statement in the Bible that says a spirit does not have flesh and bones. I have flesh and bones. I live in a body. I have a body. That's what I know. And I have the capacity to do things that are expressed in Galatians 5:19, and I also have the capacity to do things that are written in Galatians 5:21. Why? Because I am a human being. I am a person. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, am in a body of flesh. And I am glad for that. I'm glad of that. Happy as I can be about it. And I do things that are fleshly. I love to eat. I want to be successful. It's a fleshly thing to clothe yourself. I wear clothes. And all the other things, you know, some other things human beings do, and there are some things we must do, you know. I am glad to be in the flesh. I see nothing wrong with being in the flesh. When a baby is born, you love that little baby. And you're so happy for that little baby. Well, that little baby is in the flesh. The little baby comes to you in a body of flesh. And it's going to stay like that until that baby grows up, if it grows up and dies. Nothing is going to change. A body of flesh. That child will grow up in the flesh. If we live in the spirit, but we do not live in the spirit, we live in a body. The ministers of Christ want you to think that it's a bad thing to say, I am in the flesh. Why you do fleshly things all the time? A spirit has not flesh and bones. I have a body of flesh and bones, organs and other things. And I'm glad, again, I'm glad for that. I'm glad. And I want to do that which is good. You know, one of the things there written in verse 22, goodness. I want peace. I want joy. I want to be happy. And I want to love. All while being in a body of flesh. The statement says, if we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. We live in a body. We live in a body of flesh. In verse 16, it says, this I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, the desires of the flesh. You wear clothes? If you walk in the spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You eat? If you walk in the spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's your flesh desire, which desires to eat. That's your flesh. If you live in the spirit, it says, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I'm glad I live in a body. And I see nothing wrong with that. People have the ability to make choices. They can do bad, they can do evil, they can do good. The same one who does good, something can happen to cause him to do evil. The same one who does evil can do good, unless something is medically wrong or something like that, you know, some medical reason, some psychological reason or something. I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a doctor. But I do know I am in the flesh, and I love being in the flesh. I am not in a spirit. The form I come to you in is that of flesh and bones, that of a human being, and not of a spirit. But remember this. If you say you walk in the spirit, then you shall not, that's a commandment, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If you say you walk in the spirit, don't eat. Don't seek love. If you get a doctor, don't seek to get well. I mean, if you get sick, don't seek to get well. All of those are desires of the flesh. And some of those things are necessary. Necessary things. Being in the flesh. Again, and I'm going to get off this, I love being in the flesh. You are in the flesh also. And like this says, this suggests Galatians 5:16. If you walk in the Spirit, then don't eat. Because if you do, you're fulfilling the lust of the flesh. You are fulfilling the desire of the flesh. If you say you walk in the Spirit, do not eat. And if you say you walk in the Spirit, if you get sick, do not seek to get well. That's the desire of the flesh. And right quickly over here in Romans, and I'm saying this because the preachers are always telling the people, you are not in the flesh. They make the people think that if they say they are in the flesh, that is a bad thing. To say you are in the flesh is a true thing. Truthfulness. Those things are love, joy, etc., that I read earlier. Those things are fleshly things. They are possible. They can be done by human beings. Simple as that. Okay? Listen. It says here, I'll start reading Romans 8, verse 5. Start there. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Yes, you do. You are a fleshly person, and you mind the things having to do with and concerning with your flesh. That's a good thing. You leave your house here in America without clothes on and go public, in the public, you'll be arrested. The police will want to know what's wrong, what's the problem. They that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You know what? Just about everyone I have asked, what is the definition for spiritual? I've gotten the wrong answer. I've been doing this for many years. You know, as a person talk, and they think they are saying something, and they say they are spiritual, this and that. And I'll ask them, I say, what does the word spiritual mean? And out of all the people I've asked, I have not gotten a correct answer. That means they have not quoted or said to me that which is expressed in Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, which I have. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. It says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Let's stop there. Let's go back to spiritual. One definition for spiritual is showing much refinement of thought and feeling. The statement says to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Spiritual, showing much refinement of thought and feeling. My works show much refinement of thought and feeling. If you want to be spiritually minded, be filled with the knowledge of my work. Be filled with the knowledge of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Then you can say you are spiritually minded. Okay? Now, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. That's Romans 8:8. That statement is false. That's a true false statement. It is found to be false. They that are in the flesh, as said earlier, they can love God. They can be joyful. They can be joyful in God. They can be joyful because of God. They can do good. They can do that which the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, says is good for them to do. They that are in the flesh, if you are a human being and in your right mind, you can please God. How can you please God? Obey the law of God. Obey the law. You please God. They that are in the flesh can please God. God is not looking for anybody in a spirit to please him. God is looking for people, human beings, being in the flesh to please him. Human beings do not come any other way. They come in the flesh. They come with a body. They have a body. Human beings are capable of pleasing God. Don't let any minister keep fooling you or your people any longer with that so-called spirit talk, being filled with the spirit. Now, they don't tell you. Let me say this. Be filled with the word of God, okay? Now, the word of God is that word which comes from me, Tommy L. Hart. Let's be clear on the matter of God. The Bible says, I am the man having the designation of God. I am the Lord God. And we've been through that. We've talked about that many, many times. You should know that. You should be settled with that, settled on that. That's just a given now. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord God, which the Bible talks about, promotes, exalts, honors, gives honor to, and talks about so much throughout the Bible. Tommy L. Hart is he is the Lord God. He is your Lord, and you have the ability to please him by doing what he says. Okay. Human beings, remember, do not come any other way. They that are in the flesh can please God. They should please God. Be filled with the knowledge, the intelligence, which comes from Tommy L. Hart, your Lord and your God. Okay? Now, Psalm 119 speaks about weighty matters. God's word, for instance, God's judgments, God's commandments, all things, God's testimonies, salvation, and God's law, among other things. Those are all weighty matters. The word of God. I just spoke about being filled with the knowledge of God, being filled with the knowledge coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay? Psalm 119 is a great chapter. I said before, in Psalm 119, the word of God is in the role of a model, a role model, with respect to proper attitudes and conduct toward God. Now, statements of concern, Luke 1:1, set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. I can say Psalm 119 is a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, the us being the Gentiles and also all the other people. In Psalm 119, a declaration there is a showing of those things. There is a displaying, there is a speaking of those things which are most surely believed among the Gentiles and should be and will be among all other people, such as, again, God's word, God's judgments, God's commandments, all things, God's testimonies, the salvation that comes from God, and God's law, among other things. Now, also, I have set forth a declaration of things most surely believed by the Gentiles. Those things are called all things. All things. All things is a group. A group of things which God at first will do or would do when he comes. God has come. God has performed all things. I have read them out. I've read them out to you. God has come and performed them. All things have been fulfilled by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. All things define God. I have set forth that declaration. I have set forth that declaration in an orderly fashion, because the commandment says set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. So I've done that. I have obeyed that commandment. I have fulfilled that the commandment set in Luke 1:1. Mark that statement as fulfilled by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. It starts with set forth. Set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Let me turn to it to make sure that I'm reading it as it appears. Okay. Okay, I have it here. It does say that. Set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. That's the commandment to me. Okay. You may say, that doesn't look like a commandment to you. Well, that's why you haven't performed it. It appears as a commandment to me, and I have obeyed it. Okay? Now, Luke 1:3. In that statement, we find these words, having perfect understanding of all things. The way it's written, it says, having had perfect understanding of all things. I have given you a perfect, a correct understanding of all things. I've read them off to you. I have talked on them. I have performed them. That's the main thing. And I have made known that knowledge to you. Having perfect understanding of all things. All things is a weighty matter in the Bible. By all things, the people know God. All things show the things God will do. But now, since God has come, all things are the things done by God. And that is important to you, because all things define God. All things say, this man who has performed all things is the God that the Bible talks about and exalts and promotes and upholds. That's why it says about me, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power having the designation of God. I have given to you all things. I have showed you all things. And that's a statement in the book of Acts, which I have fulfilled. That statement, I have showed you all things. I have given you a correct, an accurate, a precise understanding of all things. you should know what all things refer to. You should know the purpose of all things. All things define God. All things say, this man who has done these things is God. I have given to you a perfect understanding of all things. Having perfect understanding of all things. Mark that as fulfilled, just that which says these words right here. You may have to skip a word. Having perfect understanding. Just circle that part. Having perfect understanding. Or underline the word having, then underline perfect understanding. Having perfect understanding. And say that about yourself now, that you have it. Say, I have perfect understanding given to me by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. By these things, all things, I know that Tommy L. Hart is the God, which the Bible talks about, exalts, promotes, and upholds the Authorized Version Bible, that is. Because that is the Bible which God uses. He uses the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. You should know that about God, that fact about God. Okay? Now, moving on. John 21:17. John 21:17, we find these words. Lord, thou knowest all things. That's written to me. Because I do know all things. God has to show the people all things before the people know all things which God would do. God has to come first, do them, and then show them to the people. Although they're in the Bible, the people did not know which things constitute all things. God, that's my duty to show you all things. Lord, thou knowest all things. That is wonderful. I do know all things, and I have showed all things to you. And I have spoken to you on the matter of all things more than once. You should have perfect understanding of all things. Now, when you listen to me teach, you should be paying attention. You should not be doing other things. You know, talking about multitasking, there's no such thing. I heard one authority say, and I'm just saying what he said. I don't remember his name or anything, but he was saying the brain is such that it can only perform one thing at a time. It may do things fast, in a fast way, but he said, you know, the brain, you can only concentrate on one thing at a time, which makes sense, okay? But you should be sitting down, and listening, being attentive to the word coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Yes, I know that when you go to church, and your people go to church, you know, the minister, the lying Christian minister teaches the same things over and over, things you heard. If you're 50 years old, you've heard those things being taught from a child. You know, like Jesus died for your sins and all like that, give your life to Jesus, all like that. You've heard it for years. You've heard it all your life. So you really don't pay attention to the teacher, whether you're at church or whether you're watching him on TV or through some other medium and listening to him. You really don't pay attention. You should be attentive to the word coming from God. Most attentive. Most attentive. Not multitasking, but doing one thing. Listening to the Word of God. How else can you be spiritually minded? Spiritual, showing much refinement of thought and feeling. The things I teach you are things which show much refinement of thought and feeling. No, that which the lying Christian ministers teach does not show much refinement of thought and feeling. They do not teach you spiritual things. I don't care what they say. That's why they are liars, because they tell lies. The Christian minister is your enemy. The Christian minister is the people's enemy. Why? Because he lies to them. He teaches deceit. He fools the people. He is not who he or she say he or she is. They say they are ministers of God and all. No, they are not ministers of God. I have not called them. I have not sent them. The Pope may have called them, or some other person may have called them, but God, I, the Lord God, have not called them. They are lying on God. They lie. That's why I call them the lying Christian ministers, because they tell lies. They always tell lies. That's why they are condemned in the Bible. No, the Bible is not a religious book. The Bible does not uphold your Christian church. On the other hand, the Bible condemns the Christian church. The Bible, the Authorized Version Bible, condemns Christianity. Why? Because Christianity teaches lies. It fools the people. It deceives the people. God comes and tells you the truth. I tell you the truth. I expose the evil of Christianity. Okay, moving on. Yes, I know all things, and I have told you and shown you all things. Questions of interest. 2 Kings 9:32. Who is on my side? Who is on my side? Who is on the Lord Tom L. Hart's side? I want you to be on my side. If you are on my side, you are on the side of truth. And you are on the side for truth, the side in defense of truth. If you are on my side, you are on the side of the Authorized Version Bible. It's crucial matter. It's crucial matter. Okay? Yes. Who is on my side? John 21:16. That statement says, "Lovest thou me?" Do you love me? Are you on my side? Do you love me? Me, Tommy L. Hart, the Lord God, the Lord your God. Because the Bible, the Authorized Version Bible says, I am your God. Who is on my side? Do you love me? Those are serious questions. Serious questions. Are you sitting down listening? Are you attentive to what I'm saying? Are you on my side? Now, if you're doing other things, I take it that you are not on my side. If you're on my side, you'll do what I ask you to do. If you're on my side, you will give attention to me and to what I say. Are you on my side? Do you love me? Deuteronomy 6:5. It says there in Deuteronomy 6:5, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Thou, the Lord thy God is a real person, not a spirit somewhere up in the sky, not a spirit in your body. God does not dwell in you. Okay, let's get that understanding. God is not in you. You may be involved with me. You can be involved with me, but I am not in you. Now, my word can be in you because you are attentive to the word of God. You study my word. You want to know everything you can that I teach. So you can be filled with the knowledge of what I teach, but I am not in you. God is not in every body. Why would God want to be in your body? That's a foolish idea. That's a foolish idea. Foolish idea. Let me say this. There are vain things in the Bible. As in the, when I show you a statement that is, and I say this is a true false statement, there are things that are not real, that are not true in the Bible. My announcer says about me, I separate truth from fiction. That's what I do. Because the question is asked, a crucial question is asked. It says, what is truth? And that's been my work, to find out what is truth and to find out that which is true and to relay that information, that knowledge to you. So you can know what is true and what is truth. Psalm 119 says, thy law is the truth. Talking to me, God, in Psalm 119, it is said, thy law, your law, Lord Tommy O. Hart, is the truth. What is true? I am God. That is true. I am the God which the Bible talks about, it is also opposed, promotes. That is true. That's a true statement, which I just made. Okay. All things define God. That's a true statement. Okay. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. That's a false statement. God is a spirit. That's a false statement. I'm a man. You hear my voice. You hear my voice. You are listening to me. That implies, just when you hear my voice, it implies you don't even think about it, that, wow, that's a man. That's a man. That's not a spirit. You don't even think about that. God is a man. God is Tommy L. Hart. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Who is on my side? Do you love me? That's why I ask the question, because the Bible says, you shall love the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God. Do you love me? Do you love me? Are you on my side? Who is on my side? John 14:15. Statement says there, If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, me, Tommy L. Hart, I'm saying this, okay? If you love me, first of all, the statement says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. I have to tell the people who God is. I had to first find out who God is so I can let the people know who God is. And so I place my name after Lord and God. Because the writers were writing about God, and in the Bible they write to God, but they didn't know the name of God. So God has to supply that which is lacking, that which is missing, which is his name. They that know thy name, the statement says to me, Psalm 9:10, will put their trust in thee. So I have to provide my name. I have to give you my name. So that's clear. We've been through that before. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. If you love me, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, listen. Keep my commandments. It was easy for most of you, if not all, to love that which is naught when they told you Jesus died for your sins. Love Jesus. Give your heart and give your life to Jesus. Listen to that. You know the religious talk, the religious rhetoric. It was easy for many of you to love that which you couldn't see, that which you didn't even know about, that which did not even exist, because Jesus is a non-existent. Jesus is non-existent. Jesus is not a real individual. The Jesus which the Christian ministers teach and tell you to give your life to and tell you he died for your sins, rose again for your justification, on and on and on, shed his blood for you and on and on, those are lies. But it was easy for you to love the lie, wasn't it? It's easy for your people to love the lie concerning Jesus. Is it easy for you to love the truth? Is it easy for you to love the real, true God, Tommy L. Hart? It should be even easier because I'm real. Jesus is fictitious. The church teaches you a lie, the Christian church. I teach you the truth. It should be easy for you to love me, the living God, the true God, the one and only true God. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's just simple. That's easy to understand. That's foolproof. If you love God, you'll keep his commandments. John 14:23. Listen, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Same thing. If a man love me, he'll keep my commandments. If a man love me, he will keep my words. If a woman loves me, she will keep my words. If a human being loves me, that human being will keep my words. That human being will sit down and listen to me. Even when they go to the archives, they'll listen. There's nothing wrong with if you're cooking and you pull up an archive of mine, and you run the archive. I'm not saying don't do things like that. Or listening to me as you drive. Concentrate on your driving, though. You know, concentrate on your driving. Listen to me when you get home. That's safer. Listen to me when you get home. Or to the motel, hotel, wherever you're going. Listen when you arrive at when you get to your destination. That's safe, okay? Safety first. Safety first. So I'm not telling anyone to listen to me while they drive. All right, safety first. A day has 24 hours in it. Surely, you can find time. Find the time just to listen to the word of God, the word that comes from the Lord God, the true and living God at this time, Tommy L. Hart. There is none like him. So, listen, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, who is on my side. Do you love me? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. If you love me, Tommy L. Hart, your Lord and your God, keep my commandments. If a man or a woman, if a human being loves me, that human being will keep my words. And keep there means fulfill, which means obey. Okay? If you love me, you will obey my words. 2 John verse 6. 2 John verse 6. This is love. Here is the definition. Love is defined in this statement. Okay, listen. This is love that we, the people, whether you're Gentile, black, Indian, it doesn't matter, that we the people, we the servants of God, we the Gentiles, we the black people, we the Indians, on and on, that we walk after his commandments. Listen, this is love that we walk after, which means in accordance with his, God's, Tommy L. Hart's, commandments. That's, love is defined. So then, love, loving God, is obeying God. And commandments there, a commandment is a law. The lying Christian ministers tell you the law is void. They are so ignorant. They are so foolish. Because the Gentiles know that the law of God cannot be voided. Okay? But I'm not talking on that now. Listen, loving God is obeying God. The statement says, this is love. What is love? That we walk in accordance with God's commandments. So, don't listen to the lying Christian ministers telling you God's law is void. God, don't listen to them. Run away from them. Flee from them. Who is on my side? I want you on my side. I need you to be on my side. Do you love me? That's an important question because if you love me, you'll do what I say. If you do not love me, you will not do what I say. If you love me, you'll keep my commandment. If you do not love me, you will not keep my commandment. If you love me, you will obey me. If you do not love me, you will not obey me. If you do not love me, you do not love God. If you do not love me, you do not love the Word of God. If you do not love me, you do not love the Authorized Version Bible. If you do not love me, you do not love the truth. You hate the truth. You despise the truth. If you love me, you will obey me because God is to be obeyed. The lying Christian minister wants you to think God, that you are in control. That God is just there somewhere waiting on you to say, do this for me, God, do this for me, God, do this for me. The lying Christian minister has made the God that they talk about, which doesn't exist, the servant, and they make the people God. Because they present a picture that God is just up there waiting to do and serve you. That's not the case, people. That's not the case that the Bible presents of God. Now, the fact is the reverse. From the AVB, God is in control. God is the one who gives the commands. And the people are the ones who are to obey. Do you love me? Are you on my side? If you love me, you'll do this right here. Very serious. I'm very serious. If you love me, you will do this right here. Starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord Tommy L. Hart by the 15th of each month. Feel free to offer more than the specified amount. You may also pay for months in advance. Example, make a year's offering in one single offering. State your intention. Send your check or money order to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Who is on my side? This, what I just read, obedience or disobedience to that, your reaction to that lets me know who is on my side and who it is that loves me. Because it is written, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. And I say to you, if you love me, keep my commandments. This is one of my commandments. It started out saying starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter. Everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30, on and on. If you love me, you will keep, you will fulfill, you will obey my words. These words here in this commandment that begins starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older, shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord by the 15th of each month. Feel free to offer more than a specified amount. You may also pay for months in advance. Example, make a year's offering in one single offering. State your intention. Send your check or money order to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. Do you love me? Are you on my side? If you love me, when I go to my box, I'll find your check for $30. $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. If you love me. If you love God. Tommy L. Hart is God. Do not be ignorant. Know ye that the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he is God. I look forward to finding your check in my box this week. Or as stated in the commandment here, about the 15th of each month. I am in the flesh. You are in the flesh. Your lying Christian minister is in the flesh. Obey God and keep his commandments. Obey the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart, and keep his commandments. I look forward to the next thing. I'll schedule it for Thursday. The regular time, Thursday, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Meet me there.